7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Is the incorrect time. The actual time is bath time. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting in the bathtub. Yeah. Why am I sitting in the bathtub instead of doing all the exciting things that I should be doing? Well, I don't know. I had a weird night. I stayed up late. I could not go to sleep. I didn't stay up late on purpose. I wasn't watching football or anything. But I could not go to sleep. When I finally did fall asleep, I woke up an hour later, and then I woke up 45 minutes later, and then I woke up an hour and a half later when the cat decided to, I don't know what the cat was doing, but it was exciting enough that it had to happen while I was trying to sleep. Then I actually did sleep for a few hours, and then I woke up. And then I laid there for a while going, ugh, I don't want to get up. I want to go back to sleep. But I can never go back to sleep when I want to go back to sleep. So I started getting up off the floor. And that's when I realized that my back was a little bit weird. Just a little bit. And so I ate breakfast. I got out the waffles and the pepperoni, and I started to do the pepperoni and waffles thing, and I made some tea, the Jinjin Mei, in case you're wondering, and I forgot to bring it up here, and now it's too late to get it, because I'm already sitting in here, but that's okay. That's okay. So, after I was done eating, I was thinking, oh, I better do some dubious goals committeeing. I better chair a committee. And then while I was trying to figure out what it is that we were going to do for Dubious Goals Committee, my back started being weird because I was laying down for too long. And so now, I'm sitting in the bathtub trying to get my back to sort of relax without going into full weird spasm mode. And I kind of don't like it. I mean, I kind of don't like sitting in the bathtub right now. I'd rather be out doing something awesome, like looking for some marmots. Because I still haven't been able to find any marmots. We've been looking for marmots for the last 3 days on the Dubious Goals Committee. If you missed the last 3 days, well, you didn't really miss much of it. Well, you know, you missed some cool stuff, because obviously we found some cool stuff and did some cool stuff, and I was exceedingly witty and entertaining, as always. But, yeah. We still haven't found any marmots. And that's sort of been bothering me. It's sort of been bothering me because, you know, usually I can find some marmots pretty fast. Yeah, it doesn't take more than a day or two. And now, this is like a record, have not been able to find marmots in a specified amount of time kind of way. And as I sit here thinking about it, I thought, hey, you know where we should check? We should go out to Irvington. Yeah, maybe that's what we need to do. Not right now. But maybe we should hit up Irvington. The Papio flows through Irvington. If we go to Irvington and we can snoop around in the creek You know what else we should do? Well, I don't know. Regardless, we gotta find ourselves some marmots. That's like priority number one. Where are the marmots? I know where there's one, but we're never gonna be able to find him. He's in the high ravine by Harrenhaven, but yeah. Anyway, last night I was thinking about this problem. Where are the marmots? And I started thinking, maybe we need to do some research. And so I thought, yeah, that's a smart thing to do. And this is also a callback to what I said yesterday when I said, oh, I should look up the name of this creek that's in my neighborhood. You know, the creek by my house that I like to refer to as the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine. But we don't know the name of that, the real name of that creek. But anyway, hold on a second. I gotta turn this water off. I'm turning off the bath water with my toes because I'm some kind of dexterous monkey. Now, speaking of dexterous monkey, I learned... What did I learn? I learned something in a different language. It must have been Italian. I learned left rear in Italian because I was watching F1 racing and I saw the wheel cover of the Ferrari team and it said posterior sinistre. And I thought, posterior sinister? I know what that means. It means left rear. Does the other tire cover say posterior dexter? Or dexteri, or however you say it in Italian. I don't know. I don't speak Italian, but I digress. I was thinking about the waterways, because that's where we're looking for the marmots. We got to go into the creeks and look for marmots and all the little streams where the creeks and marmots like to do creek and marmot things. Oh, man. I can't barely think today. So, anyway... Last night I thought, okay, well, I'll look, what I will do, because I cannot think of any good places to go looking for marmots, I will look at a map. I will look at a map of the watersheds in town. Specifically, well, you know, the Papio watershed is huge. It takes up our entire county and a couple of others here and there, but what I want was maps of, like, the Coal Creek watershed, the watershed by my house, and the watershed that's, where the beavers live. Oh, I guess that is Coal Creek. Anyway, see, I can't even think today. What the hell's wrong with me? I also got the whole sinus thing going on, but that's nothing. So, what did I do last night? I thought, okay, I'll sit down at the computer and I'll start looking stuff up. But I couldn't look stuff up with my regular computer. So I had to use the cat computer. I had to use the kitty computer. And I made the mistake of doing this at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, which is also the time at which the cat, Pippa, decides to come back downstairs. You need to understand that the day usually starts with us eating breakfast, drinking water, then we do some kitty business, and then she comes upstairs and she sleeps somewhere for most of the day. She'll occasionally come down and see what's going on. And then maybe find another place to sleep, because we're cats, aren't we? Yes, we are. And so, while I was trying to look up watershed maps on the kitty computer, the kitty comes back into the room. Comes back down at about, you know, 9 o'clock, and then we gotta do kitty business for a while. Then she hangs out with me, and we watch TV and football and stuff, but no. As I'm finally figuring out, you know, the smartest thing to do would probably go to the Papio NRD, the Papio Natural Resources Division website, see if they have a watershed map. And of course, as soon as I get to the website and start looking around, and I couldn't find Jack, by the way, but then again, I wasn't able to search because I was on the kitty computer and the kitty came back into the room. So the cat comes running up to me, meow, 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 which is the new sound that we make when we want to watch bird videos on the kitty computer. So I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I can't do anything. I can't do any searching or anything on the Papio NRD website because now the cat wants to hack. And so the cat's walking all over the keyboard going, ram, ram, meow, mew. I want to do kitty business. Kitty computer business is a new thing. So, yeah. So I had to, and this takes forever, I had to pull up cat videos on YouTube. You know, well, actually bird videos. You know, videos for cats, which Pippa loves the bird videos. And that's difficult to do because the whole time while you're trying to, you know, do the search, select something, start the video, switch it to full screen mode, and all of this, all the time, Pippa is super fascinated with what you're doing and has to climb all over the keyboard and sniff the screen, and she can see little movement on the screen and she has to paw at it. I do not understand this behavior because she does not do this with any other screens. She doesn't do this on other computers. She doesn't do this with the TV. She'll watch the TV a little bit for short periods of time while we're watching football and stuff, but it doesn't hold her interest like this damn computer does. And then later last night, this was at about 2 a.m., just after 2 a.m., she was watching bird videos again. You're not going to believe this. She was watching bird videos, and I was watching, I don't know, I was watching something, and I could hear, you know, click, 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 clickety, click, click, like, you know, the sound of a keyboard being tapped. And so I look over at Pippa, and, you know, she's sitting on the ground. The laptop is sitting on the ground as well. The screen is open. And she's sitting on the ground. She's half on the computer, half off. So her butt is sitting on the carpet, but her front half, including her front paws, are on the keyboard. And she is literally hacking. She is typing. She is moving her paws, and it looks kind of like she's kneading, like she would knead on the blanket, except she's doing it on the computer. And she's actually doing stuff. She's calling up new windows. She's changing things. I started to notice this when the computer started to beep. It went beep, bling, and like, what the hell are you doing? And so I get up and I go over there and I look at the screen, and she's got some source code for something open, and there's a window that has popped up that says, do you want to restart all something, something, something right now? I'm like, what the hell are you doing? My cat's hacking the computer again. So there was a whole bunch of weird windows and stuff messed up, and I wish I could have gotten a picture of this. I've got a couple of photos of the cat swiping at the computer screen, swiping at the birds on the screen. And I've got a picture of her sitting in front of the computer looking at birds on the screen. But somehow, I've got to get a video of my cat hacking because nobody's ever going to believe this. You're not even believing it now. I mean, look, you're going, oh, Tobe, you're making up your silly cat stories again. No, this is really happening, and this is not the first time I've seen it. So now I gotta figure out a way to get video of this. Where can I set up a camera? The problem is I really need to set up two cameras. I need to set up one camera that's behind her so that you can see what's going on the screen. And then I need to set up one camera that points at the keyboard so you can see her actually operating the keys and doing stuff. And she's staring at the screen when this is happening. This has been an interesting development. And I tell you, my cat has figured out how to train me. My cat has trained me already. You know, moments before I got into the bathtub, and this is why the cat's not in the bathroom right now with me. Because moments ago, right before I got into the bathtub, I was downstairs. And I wasn't even near the computer, but she had to come into the room, and she sat next to the laptop, which has been powered down, and she sits there and goes, meow, 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 meow. And then I say, oh, do you want some kitty videos? And she says, yang. And so I had to fire it up. And so now she's down there hacking. Or maybe she's just watching bird videos. Maybe she's being a good baby. Maybe not. So, The other thing I started thinking last night was, oh, you want to be Hacker Kitty? You want to be Hack Cat? Maybe you need to sign up for an account on SDF. So I sort of thought about doing that. Okay, so this is an idea. What if I create an account for my cat? And then we log her into SDF and we get her into COM. And then she can walk all over the keyboard or do whatever. But what we need is I need some kind of script or something that automatically hits enter every once in a while, just so we can see, you know, whatever random crap the cat has typed into the screen. That's what I need. I need some kind of script that just automatically hits enter every 10 seconds. That would be awesome. All right, but I see that I've dragged this out for 16 minutes so far. Oy. All right, so how am I feeling? I'm kind of feeling a little bit better, I guess. So let's go to some music. While I'm getting out of the bathtub, I think we should listen to some tunes. What do we want to hear?
Troubles I had.
What the heck? Look, okay, we've had a failure. It looks like we've had a lovely failure of digital equipment right when we were listening to Johnny Winter. So now who's going to clean up this greasy mess? Boy, are you going to get it now. Look at all this digital failure.
Are you going to get it now? What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Hurry!
And Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Hurry!
Here, 409 works fast.
Hurry!
Before you start to wipe.
409 Hurry! Special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409 Hurry! Is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Well, obviously they're making greasy messes, Mom, but why is all my equipment failing? Let's go over here. Yeah, Pippa, what are you doing? Are you hacking the internet? Are you hacking the Wi-Fi? I'm looking at the screen. Nope, she's still just got bird videos going. Okay, but you know, you're suspect number one, little Miss Hack Kitty. Yeah, you like that birdie? Uh-huh. I wonder what she's really got going on. I wonder what this cat is really thinking. What are you thinking? Are you going to hack the Gibson? You want to hack a Gibson? You want to get one of those tasty Gibsons?
Banana.
Yeah, we want a banana and a Gibson. But the big question remains, am I going to fly into a rage because all of this digital equipment is not working? Do I really need to have this kind of emotional stress? Do I really need to have this kind of pain, this kind of digital suffering? Do I really need any of this in my life? Can I handle this emotional roller coaster? Or do I need someone to come to my emotional rescue? Like the Stones.
Ooh.
could be mine. Tonight and every night, I will be your knight in shining armor, coming to your emotional rescue. You will be mine, you will be mine, all mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, all mine. You will be mine every night. I will be your knight in shining armor, riding across the desert on a fine Arab charger.
I'll be your knight in shining armor. Yeah, you will, Mick. Oh, that was the Rolling Stones, of course, with Emotional Rescue.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Yes, 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 I have girlfriend Vietnam. And yes, I did come to her emotional rescue. Maybe you saw those photographs. Maybe you saw those photographs of the helicopter on the top of the embassy in Saigon. That was an emotional rescue. Oh, and I don't mean to laugh. I'm not making light of the Vietnam War. I'm just saying that was a real greasy mess that we made. I mean, America.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
Boy, are we gonna get it now?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
I'll give you something fast, Kirk Cameron. How about a quick slap to the face? So that clip, you've been listening to the Dubious I Can Clip Anything Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe and my voice is starting to go, so tune in tomorrow, 1930, maybe marmots, maybe not, I don't know. I'm getting out of here, bye.
This is the end of the line for me, the end of the line, yes.